Thank you for holding. Is this Nick?
Yes.
Hey, Nick. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a busy morning, but a good problem. They got me running around. I'm, like, barely getting my coffee going. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
No, I've already talked to a few different people about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, the position's available. But what held you back?
I guess just money.
Oh, okay. I got you. And that's kind of ironic because that's what she's asking me to do. Reduce the rate. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't mind seeing how much it is. I've spent a lot on advertising already. So.
Well, I mean, where are you spending your marketing dollar if it's not on Google?
Facebook and Angie's List.
Okay. I know Facebook, you know, really well, obviously, because we offer Facebook ads here. But Angie's, I'm not a big fan of. Do you like that service?
I just started it, so we'll see.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't want this to be a conversation really about you spending more money. I think it's more about just kind of how you're spending your marketing budget, I should say. Angie's List, or Home Advisor is what they were before they bought Angie's List,
yeah.
And now they're called Angie's Leads.
Yeah.
They actually are one of the largest purchasers of Google advertising, of this type of advertising that we're offering, actually. Except for they can't get a local listing like this. They do an organic one all across the United States. And basically what they do, they'll purchase a lead, like off of Google, and then they resell the lead. So, like, if somebody fills out the form, right now if you type in garage door repair in Pearl, like, three spots underneath where we're talking about listing you is Home Advisor. So it's five best garage door repair services, Pearl. Okay. So if somebody fills out the form there, they sell that lead to you for a lead fee, but it'll go to the other guys on the list too. It doesn't just go to you.
Yep.
And then they charge you for it even if you don't land the job.
Yep.
Right? So where we're talking about listing you with, like, Precision Door Service and Open Doors Garage Door Service, the customers can call you directly. You don't get charged per lead or click or call. And that's what most of them do. And you don't have to worry about the leads going to other people because we let them call you directly. They're not filling out a form on our site calling us, right? We just put your reviews up there. We build your website. We, you know, put good examples of stuff that you do on your site, you know, make you look presentable to them. And then we do what's called a Google verification, lets them know that you're a legitimate company. We've looked into you. You're safe to hire, et cetera. And then you guys just take it from there. You know, we don't charge you per lead or click or call. It's just a flat monthly rate. So I'm sure you could see how it would be more cost efficient for you if you're not paying for every single job opportunity, but also how we would get you more opportunities by listing you on Google independently and letting people call you directly. That's what most people do. They're not even going to the bottom half of the first page, let alone page two, when they're looking for what you do.
Yeah.
Or if they're trapped in a garage. Just pull out their phone.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? So, everything we do, it's month to month. You know, we won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. If you compare it side by side, I think it'll start to become pretty obvious on what will be best for you as the long-term solution. But like I mentioned, our packages, they have all the bells and whistles. You have the first page placement on Google for up to 15 different keyword terms or services. You're on the first page of Bing. You're on Amazon Alexa voice search results. If you already have Facebook ads, we won't do that for you unless you want it outsourced. How much are you spending on your Facebook ads, by the way?
Well, usually when I do it, I just set it to like $25.
Oh, okay. Pretty low.
Days, you know?
Yeah, we usually only put like $100 into it each month, and that usually yields a pretty solid return. from it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've got thousands of people looking at my ads on there.
Yeah, yeah. Facebook's actually pretty decent. My clients that do this platinum package, I'd say Facebook brings in like 10 to 15% of their clients or their phone calls. So it's not bad. I think a lot of it has to do with the remarketing on the ad, where like if they look it up on a different platform or look up something you do on a different platform and then they go to Facebook, you start popping up to them. You get like remarketed to them. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But Facebook ads is included in the package. We do that for all of our clients. And then you have 60 trusted directories that we submit you to, too. So, like, you're on Yelp, you're on Yellow Pages, you're on Thumbtack, you're on Amazon Alexa Voice Search devices, I mean, the mobile platform for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So you have various different ways of getting new customers or your customers finding you. It's not all just going through the one platform, Home Advisor, and then you're getting charged for every single lead no matter what, right? So that's why I was saying if you compare the two, it'd be two different worlds, really. It's like apples and oranges. But cost efficiency, I know, is your main concern. So normally, with the website and everything included in that platinum package, it's usually about $499 per month for the garage door industry. But what I was thinking I could do, if you want to come on board with us today, I can reduce the monthly cost by 50%. I could drop it down to just $249 month to month, and then I could lock you in on that discounted rate. So not if, but when you decide to use this long-term as your marketing solution over what you're doing now, you'll keep that same rate. It's not like a trial, like, hey, we got you addicted to it. We got you wanting it, now we want $4.99. It would just stay $2.49 month to month for as long as you choose to remain with us.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a little much for a month.
I get that, but I'm shooting you straight here. I'm trying to get you the lowest possible pricing structure that I can for all those bells and whistles. It's really the value of it. You got to think about, like, how many jobs would we have to bring you in order for this to make sense? I mean, obviously, if we're getting installs, I know it's just one, but if you're just getting, like, little door repairs, how many clients are you really going to need in order to make $249 make sense to you and want to continue to use it, you know?
Probably like, I mean, three would cover it.
Yeah. I mean, we aim for a 10-to-1 return on investment. That's what's going to increase our chances of retaining you long term. So obviously we're going to want to put a point of emphasis on like the installs and the larger jobs, but even if it's just turning over three small ones, you're saying over the course of a month when you're a top recommended for, you know, 30 to 50 mile radius from you. it'd be pretty hard to not do. Just in the last 30 days, just to kind of put it in perspective, and this is a 50 mile radius. Some guys don't always opt into that, or they don't want to do like our Google Ads campaigns where they get like the full 50 mile radius, but you know, just in the last 30 days within a 50-mile radius of Pearl, there's 1,812 searches in the garage door category. So not saying you're going to get 1,812 phone calls, you know, if we target those keywords specifically, but, you know, that's that many more people that would have seen you, you know.
Yeah.
As a top recommended option for it. Getting three out of it, I mean, even that's less than 1% of what's out there.
Is that the only option there is?
Well, I mean, you did say you were already doing Facebook ads and you were investing $25 into that.
Let
me see. It's because of the website. That's why. Now, with the website we're giving you, it's a custom website design. So it's usually $9.99 by itself and then $50 a month just to host it. They're letting me throw that in at no charge to you as a part of the service. So that way you have the site. And then there's no like setup fees or monthly hosting. So that's all inside your $249 package. And you're going to want that, to be honest. I mean, if we put you up there, if you look at like Precision Door Service, Static Doors or Open Doors, Garage Door Service, these guys, they all have like legitimate websites.
And that's what Angie is supposed to do that also.
Well, Angie doesn't really build your .com. It's not like they're going to give you like a Garage Guys, Garage Doors, LLC.com. You know, they're putting you on their site. So somebody has to go to like Home Advisor and then look you up, and then you have like a page on their site. I actually have it in front of me right now. I'm looking at it with your reviews. Well, there's one review on there from our Cody L from like 2 days ago. But yeah, that's different. This is an actual like .com, like precisiondoorjackson.com. They have like their own .com. You know what I mean? And it's, yeah, so and that's what's attached to your Google listing. So there's like a little website icon, and then there's like a page for every service that they offer, and gets kind of in depth into it. Doesn't really necessarily go over like the specific pricing and things like that, but I don't know if you're able to do like commercial work. Those are things we all want to highlight, like each individual thing you do. That way people know for sure, like they don't have any doubts like calling you. You know, a lot of the website and the search, you know, it's designed to make it seem like it's a perfect match, so to speak, between you and them. They see your reviews, they see you're already top recommended, your Google screen, they clicked on your website, and then they see garage door repair, you know, new garage doors and installation on there. And then they know, okay, he does do this, and then give him a ring, you know, and you guys take it from there. So our goal is for you to not just get phone calls and clicks. You know, we want you to actually convert these guys into sales. So the website's a good tool to do that. A lot of times the website will sell the customer before they even call you. It's just a matter of you answering the phone, generating a good review when you get out there.
So it's not like a per-click thing?
No. It's not per-click. This is a Google Places placement. The pay-per-click are the ads at the top. They say sponsored. This one, you're showing up next to the map there. So this one, I mean, they could click on it all day, and it's not going to change your rate. Your bill will always be the same. It'd be $249 one time per month.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm telling you, if you could do anything with Home Advisor, Nick, I mean, or Angie's, it's apples and oranges. You know, it'd be a no-brainer for you, and it won't take you very long to see that difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, two totally different things. You don't have those lead fees, and I know if you fast-forward 6 months from now, you're not going to be wanting to pay per lead.
Yeah, and that's about when I'll have to start paying for them.
You're not going to want to. You know what I mean? It's a lot easier just to have people call you direct. Most of the time, too, like for the repairs, I don't know how you feel about it, but for me, that's an emergency service. You know what I mean? You're in a service-based industry. These people need to get a hold of you now. There's no quicker way for the client to get a hold of you than for them to pull out their phone, type in garage door repair, or garage door repair near me, you know, and then see you, and then all they literally have to do is click on your name if they're on a mobile device, and it'll start calling you directly. So it doesn't get any more convenient for that to connect you to a potential prospect.
So how does, like, because I know I've had a couple other people call me about this, how does that work, like, I mean, what's going to stop somebody from listing another company?
Well, no, I mean, we all know each other. You know, we're premier Google partners. There's about four different premier Google partners. So when a spot opens up, we all get the same list of the qualified companies, and then we call out and try to fill it. Once we fill it, it's closed out. It goes to that business owner, so the calls will stop.
But so, like, the company that you work for, what's it called?
Yeah, Local Splash. Here, let me show you. We're in Orange County, California. We're like right across the street from the main Google headquarters.
And see, like, it says you're calling me from Brookhaven.
Well, yeah, it's a voice-over internet system, so.
So, like, this number that you're calling me from, that's not actually your phone number?
No, it's not. Mm-mm. The one that I texted you on, the 877-635-6225, that's our actual line, like our customer service department. The one that I sent you the pricing page from earlier?
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, I just looked at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the crazy thing is, too, Nick, if you go on that pricing page and you look at the pricing structures, the cheapest package on there is actually $299. So I'm actually giving you the pro package, but I reduced the price to $249, and then I waived all setup fees on it. So it's saving you a pretty significant amount. I mean, the setup fee is something I didn't even mention because I waived it, but the setup fee is usually $299 that goes towards, like, buying the domain name for your site, doing all the graphic design on that, name, address, and phone number cleanups, all your keyword research and programming, you know. So, you know, that's a $300 savings right there, and then I took $250 off the monthly cost, and I'm locking you in with that discounted rate. So today I'm really saving you like $550 on what it would take to get your business all set up online. And this isn't just on Google. That's like your website, Bing, you know, like I said, all those popular directories, Yelp, Yellow Pages that are in there. So, you know, you're basically handling all your business's online marketing profile, covering Rankin County, for $249, saving you $500 a day and $250 every month moving forward. $550 today, $250 every month moving forward is what I should say. So, but I sent you our reviews page too. So like our company, we've been around since 2004. Not a new business by any means. If you continue to scroll down underneath our reviews where it says like Google reviews and you look down and there's Bird Eye, we have 4 out of 5 star rating, 939 reviews, and then we also have featured customers, which are reviews directly from actual customers, not people who've like just PO'd because we called them. Pretty much any bad review is like not even a customer of ours. It's like somebody got mad, they got a phone call, so they went on there and wrote a bad review. But
well, that happens to everybody. I got for the company I used to work for when I started doing this, I had one bad review on their Facebook page, and I think that'll tell you when I got like 20 good reviews that one person was an asshole.
Yeah, he's like didn't even work with them. There's always one of them out there, you know. You know, but our featured customers use us a 4.8 out of 5 star from actual customers that use us, and our business as a whole, we have a 94% retention rate, which I think says a lot too. 94% of the time when somebody signs up with us, they stick with us like indefinitely. So it's like not a service that people just usually are trying. They're keeping it for like as long as they have their company and continuing to use it, you know, as a way to generate customers and, you know, build brand awareness and brand themselves within their community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to want to do it today. I mean, maybe sometime in the future. Kind of, like I said, I just started doing this Angie's List thing, so I kind of want to see how that works out.
I hear you. You know, the only reason we're staying today is just because we have the availability and we know these other guys are calling out on it trying to fill that spot, you know? That's the only reason why we're staying today. It doesn't mean, like, oh, you'll never have another chance at it, but, you know, if it's something you could do, I would definitely recommend because, like, here, watch. Let me show you the stuff for Angie's. If it can get you to stop paying per lead sooner rather than later and finding out the hard way, I'd rather do that.
Well, and I paid for a lifetime membership, so I got $1,000 of free lead. So it's
okay. Was that what, like a grand?
It'll be a minute before I'm having to pay for them.
Yeah. That's good. Well, that's good, but we want to make sure we have another solution before it's time to pay for them. Because, I sent you this article. This is from the Federal Trade Commission, right? So the Federal Trade Commission charges Home Advisor Inc. with cheating businesses, including small businesses seeking leads for home improvement projects. It says since 2014, the Angie affiliate has misrepresented the quality, the source of the leads, and the likelihood that they would result in actual jobs. So that was one of them. And then there was another one that came out here in January where they actually got sued by a bunch of business owners that use them. Here, I'll send you this one. They like all banded together against these guys. And this one says FTC order requires HomeAdvisor to pay up to $7.2 million to stop deceptively marketing its leads from home improvement projects. Money will be used to compensate defrauded home service providers. So that's like you. You know, you're in the home service side of it. So, you know, basically they're lying about how they're getting their leads. They're saying they're generating them organically. Really, they're doing it with Google advertising. And then they tell people, you know, the lead's only going to you and yada, yada, yada. A lot of times
they
tell guys.
Well, no, they didn't tell me. They told me that it's going to everybody in the area.
Right.
You got to be on top of it. So.
And then they only charge you when you get the job. I ran into different things. They tell everybody something different. It's almost like they're super inconsistent with how they operate. You know?
They didn't tell me that either. They said that I was going to have to, regardless of whether I got the job or not, I was going to have to pay for the leads. So, I mean, I know what the risk is, and I'm pretty good about getting on top of stuff like that. So,
well, yeah. I mean, yeah, this is what the only thing I'm trying to point out. I'm not saying, hey, you made a bad decision there. You know, it's good to market your company. You need it. You're like, it's 2023. If you're not online, you basically don't even have a company, right? So you're not wrong in investing in that. And I'm not saying that every client you get from that's not going to work. I know some of those guys will work because they come from Google advertising. You know what I mean? It comes from this type of marketing. It's just a different avenue instead of like them sending you a lead and you having to call that lead back. In an emergency situation, I'm not waiting for somebody to call me back if I'm really having a garage door problem. I could just call somebody on Google, you know what I mean, and get them on the line now, you know? And so that's usually what happens. And so you not having to be on top of it and, oh, get this, you know, text message, make sure I call them before the other guys, you know, it's ringing to you. So you're getting a phone call to you rather than you calling somebody else and then hoping that somebody else didn't talk to them or didn't have a better rate than you. You get what I'm saying? And then the Google reviews, you know, you keep those, all that reviews and like the verification, the things that we build for you while you're using our service, you know, you keep those things. And those are all credibility tools that'll help you in the long run, even if you left our service. You know, if you decide after a year of building all these reviews on HomeAdvisor or a lifetime, you know, of being on there, and you said, hey, I don't want to be on there anymore, well, obviously all your reviews and everything that you've built up disappears. You know what I mean? I know they said they give you a lifetime membership, which I honestly never heard of until this phone call. But a lot of my guys build up their reputation and lose it.
$750.
Jeez. Yeah, and that's just to be on their directory.
They gave me $1,000 of free leads for it. So, I mean,
that's solid. You know what I mean? But if the leads are like $50 to $100 a pop, I mean, the installation ones are like $100. You know what I mean? If you're doing a garage door installation and it's like a larger job, they charge you more for it.
Repairs, I'm going to pay like $7-$8 a lead.
That'll last a long time.
Yeah, the installation, yeah, they're going to charge for those.
Yeah, so I mean, like maybe you get 10 of those, but if they're going to three or four other guys in the area, let's say, you know, you're able to get maybe half of them or four of them. That's not bad. Again, I'm not saying it's bad, but $1,000 in order to get, you know, four opportunities or four jobs, it'll pay for itself 20 times over, right? I'm not saying marketing in general is not good. But there's a lot more cost efficient way to do that. You know what I'm saying? At $249 months a month, sure, that's going to get you 4 months for $1,000. But I'm telling you, that 4 months of being on the first page of Google is going to be a lot more effective than your lifetime membership on HomeAdvisor and paying per lead. You know, you're still going to be limited on your opportunities for that until that $1,000 is spent. It's not an infinite amount of money, right? With us listing you up there, you get 100 calls, bill doesn't change. So I'm not asking you to sign up for a year or any kind of lifetime membership. I'm saying try it. You know what I mean? We have the availability for you to try it, and the proof is truly in the pudding. You're going to build a website at some point. you're going to list yourself on Google at some point, maybe not on the first page if we don't have availability, but, you know, at some point you're going to do these things. So if we have the availability to not only do those things and get you listed on the first page and make it cost efficient at $249, why not give your business a chance?
Yeah, that's right.
So I ain't asking you to sign a lifetime deal. I'm not even saying sign a year deal. You know, go 30 days at a time. And there's a tracking system too. So you'll be able to see what we're doing that's different. You know what I mean? You'll be able to see like specifically what jobs are coming from us, what keywords or services they looked up to find you, the zip codes they came from, you know, and you can compare that to the leads that they're sending you. And you can go, hey, I spent $249 on this. I spent $1,000 on this. Look at the difference, you know? And at that point, you already know what to do, you know, moving forward with your business.
So where would it be?
If you go to Google, just type in garage door installation or garage door repair.
Okay.
Just like you're one of your customers, you know? And then there's a little map that pops up, and you'll see these guys recommended next to it. It'll say places.
I'm not seeing the map.
Maybe you got to scroll down a little bit. You might have the ads popping up on you first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to click on the map.
Oh, you clicked on maps? You shouldn't have to click on maps. Usually if you just type in garage door repair and you scroll down a little bit, they stick out like a sore thumb. Yeah, I just typed in on, you're on Google, right? Could be on Bing too.
I'm on Google, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Google's usually the default search engine for all the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Even if you click Safari, that's technically a Google search.
There's the map, yeah. The frickin'.
Yeah, so you'll see, like, Precision Door Service is on there.
Yeah. I don't even know who Open Doors Garage Door Services is. I ain't never heard of them.
Yeah, well, they're more of a supplier, but... They do have guys that will come out there and do repair and installation, too.
Garage door supplier.
Yeah, where they actually, like, have them. Like, they make them. It might not be a good person to get to know, actually.
I'm going to give them a call and see what their prices are.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another thing, you know? I mean, you establish relationships with these guys. Maybe they have an overflow one day, and then they could subcontract you some extra stuff on top of what you're already getting, you know, that puts you in the field for God.
Put any of those up. I wouldn't mind putting some up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call it.
But see, you'll have a spot there. You'll have your own site. You know, we have review monitoring in place, so we'll help you generate positive reviews, keep a good reputation, you know?
So would it be exactly on this list?
What was that?
Where would it be exactly on this list?
Like, well, we say you're going to be in that top recommended section, but how you're listed, 1, 2, or 3 will be based on the location of the end user. So you'll always be a top recommended guy, but how you're listed in there will be based off of location. And obviously, relevancy does play a huge role. You being Google verified plays a huge role. So sometimes, even though you're not the closest guy, but you have all your Google verification and you're the most credible source, which is what we aim to do, right? With your Google verification, that's the first thing. We get like license, insurance from you, all the required documents. And then that can be a huge deciding factor to have you showing up first. And 90% of the time, Precision Door Service, they've been around for a long time, but they don't have a Google advanced verification done. So if we can
Yeah, they're a bunch of crooks anyways. It's like the worst company.
Doesn't mean they're the best, Nick. All it means is they got a phone call like this one day and they signed up for it and now they're getting all the calls.
Well, like I said, they're a national company, so of course they got a bit more money to throw around.
Yeah, the franchises are... I like signing up the franchises, to be honest. I have these guys where you meet the owner and he's like, okay, I got 10 more locations. I'm like, sweet.
Yeah, they have a pretty good pretty bad reputation around here for doing shit work, but
yeah,
they just, they don't train their people, so that's their problem.
All the more reason. Yeah, good help's important too, you know. You get one bad seed in there, it can really change some things, let me tell you.
Well, yeah, and then their prices are absolutely ridiculous. Their shit's probably twice the price of anything that I do.
Yeah, I mean, more of a reason for us to have you up there as an option, though. Give the people an option. They're like, okay, whoa, that sounds ridiculous. End up, let me try somebody else. All of a sudden, they got Nick on the line. Half price? Yeah, get out here today. Let's do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
Make it easier on you.
Well, you got garage doors and doors on there.
But we tell these guys, because you're in a position of volume. You're, like I said, like an emergency situation. This is, you're like the first line of defense for people if you're up here. So it's like, hold your price, you know? We don't tell our guys, like, drop your price. Like, hey, get your money, man. I mean, you're what's in demand, and they're looking for quality and reputation and trying to call you, like, get out there soon as possible. Like, you know, you don't have to have the cheapest rate, really, in order to still land these jobs, you know. People need help.
Yeah.
If I'm in an emergency situation, like, hey, I can't go to work right now because of this, like, you know what I mean? I'd be losing more money not going to work than it would be to have you guys come out there and just knock it out for me. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, people are definitely,
need your garage door open. You need your car. You need your stuff. Yeah, my garage is like sacred land for me. That's like where I go to hide from my kids. And yeah, cleaning my truck for the fifth time this week. Yeah.
$250 a month.
$249. Yeah, it's $249, but. Obviously, like I say, I'll always think about it from a return on investment perspective. The website alone is like four times that. So, I mean, if you try it and you really didn't like it, we'd be losing money, really, on this package. But, you know, we're really confident, especially if you're coming from something like Home Advisor by Angie's List. Like, we know those guys are using this type of marketing to get those leads. So if we just cut out your middleman, let people call you directly, real time, live call. That's what most of them do. We live in a world of instant gratification. There's no way you're going to go, yeah, let's go back to paying per lead, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when you see what that first bill is like when you're paying per lead, you know? They get paid by sending you more leads, so they don't really care about the quality sometimes. They just try to send as many of them to you as they can so they can run that bill up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, one of these reviews I read said something about, like, the guy said he had to call y'all, like, once a month or something to make sure something was going on.
We usually check in with you guys more than once a month. You're always active to text us, and then we send you updates on everything that we're doing. You have access to a tracking system. So we're actually a full-service marketing agency. It's not like we just set you up and then disappear. You know, if we need something from you, like photos wise, or if there's like a bad review we want to verify, things like that, and you know, you'll get checked in a lot. I don't understand there's had to check in once a month. Where is this one?
I don't know. Think of that.
Yeah. I mean, we do like to check in with you guys though, at least once a month. I mean, you'll have first touch before your next bill is done. And we want to make sure that it's working for you and that you're happy with it and you're successful with it. Because if it's not working for you, I mean, if you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid at the end of the day. It's month to month, you know what I mean? So you're just going to leave us. So, of course, we're going to be on top of it and try to make sure you're happy and checking in with you. But I can't imagine somebody having to call us every month and go, hey, do this. More than likely it's us bugging you unless you say, hey, give it a rest unless it's an emergency.
I think it was this one. Yeah, Aaron Mangan.
Oh, yeah, I see that right now, a month ago. They're not interested in their customers. They're interested in the almighty dollar. Hard to get a hold of, lie about their progress and what they do for you. I was with them at $250 plus per month, and they did not do what they said they would do. Service is the business I am. I don't understand what he's saying there. I'll not hire them. Big waste of money. I would have hired a neighbor for 1 month and have noticed an increase in business. I was not in the Yellow Pages, verified on Bing or Yelp. Terrible business to work with. Okay, so let me pull this guy's name on our back end and see exactly what happened to him. More than likely, he's probably still using our services. It is, yeah. Mangan PI Pest Control. He's still active. And he's been with us for 3 years.
Yeah, this is from him.
Yeah, so, I mean, if they write a bad review, even if they're still with us, yeah, but he used us for 3 years before he wrote a bad review. That's kind of crazy. But usually if they're still with us and you write something, even if we resolve the issue, like that's why we're still A-plus rated on the BBB, we can't actually go back and delete them. The only people that could delete it is him. So if we go in there and give him a call, I mean, then he can do it. I spoke with Aaron, talked about his previous offer we had, and the client declined to set up Google Guarantee. If we give him full control. Yeah, so it looks like we just touched base with him on 8/5. At 2:46 p.m., and he was talking about doing a Google Guarantee campaign, even upgrading his campaign with us. So he's still with us. It's Pest Control Services in Cabot, VT, Vermont? Isn't that Vermont? Yeah. He's a Pest Control Service in Vermont. Mangan PI Pest Control.
No, I mean, there's a lot of good reviews. There's only a few bad ones.
Yeah, but watch this. Look, so let me show you something, though. Let me go back to your... This is pretty cool, actually. So this is... proof. Put money where the mouth is, right? So that guy's Aaron Mangan, right?
Yeah.
All right, check this out. Copy. Boom. Paste. Send. Now, if this doesn't seal the deal, I don't know what will, bud. And check this out. Yeah, click on that link that I just texted you. It's going to take a second to come through, but.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is, if you Google his main service right now, Pest Control Services in Cabot, Vermont, look at him. Right all over the first page, Mangan PI Pest Control. Still with us.
That's right.
24 Google reviews, all 5-star. So even that guy wrote a 1-star review. He's the number one ranked guy in his area for what he does. He's probably getting calls every day, making money.
Yeah.
Yeah, even our 1-star reviews are good. You know what I mean? You see?
I've had a bad day.
Yeah, just one bad day, and then it's like we can't take it down. He has to be the one to take it down. But, you know, we also aren't going to, like, stress out about it if he's still an active client, he's doing well, and like we're ultimately squash that, have a good relationship with him moving forward. I mean, sure, we'd probably send him a couple emails asking him to like adjust it, but you know, he's probably just moving on about his day. So,
yeah, that's right.
Yep, still number one ranked, dude. He's still there. You know what I mean? It's going on 3 years. He's been with us, so it's like. Oh, what do you mean? We're not saying we're going to do what we say we're going to do. We don't even tell you guys, hey, you're going to get this many clients. We're just saying, hey, we're going to put you up there as top recommended. So that way, if somebody is looking for what you do, you're there. You know what I mean? Yeah. And can't really ask for much more than that. The people who are searching for garage door repair, garage door installation, they're legit. They're not doing that for fun.
All right, I'm looking up something else.
Yeah. And if you click his website, we built his website, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Real basic one, though. The one I was offering you is a custom website design. This one's just a splash page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do definitely need a website. I had somebody else contact me about building me one. I didn't really want to pay for that, either.
Yeah, I mean, the website's a good tool to have, but if it doesn't show up in front of your customers, it's not really making you any money. So, I mean, the major benefit to you is the placement, right? You know, some guys, they put themselves on the first page, or they opt into the service, and then they don't even have a website, or they don't want one. They're just like, they'll just put a call button, just have them call me. I don't want a website. I'm like, all right, you know. And they still make money. But it, and vice versa, if you have a website and nobody's seeing it, it ain't going to do you no good. It's just a bill. Yeah. So that's the benefit to you, is we have the availability to put you on the first page. So that's why they're blowing you up, because we're going, hey, that's the real opportunity, is being listed top recommended, not so much the site. The site is just something I'm throwing in as an added tool because you don't have it, and I don't want you to lack anything compared to the other people that might be up there already.
Okay.
I want to make sure you're still getting the same opportunity to generate return on investment from it.
Yeah, and I'm sure it would work out.
Yeah. I mean, you've already started the company. You know what I mean? You already rolled the dice in starting a business. But to not have it up there and to not have a website and these things, it's just doing it a disservice. Like, you got to go all in or not at all. You know what I mean? And we're in 2023, so most of your clients are going to find you online. They're not going to be door knocking for, hey, does your garage door work? You know? Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, if I can make you an offer at half price, $249 month to month, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving us a shot. That way I can prove to you how well it works.
Well, I mean, the old saying is you gotta spend money to make money, right?
That is the realest statement, especially as a business owner.
Well, I mean, sure, like, you can, with being able to claim everything, I mean, it's almost kind of like, why not spend more money for more people to see your name?
Yeah, well, it's also a write-off, too, so that's another huge benefit to being a business owner. You can just add this to your write-offs as a business expense.
Yeah.
You get it back that way. You get it back with the customers it comes in. So it's like, maybe in the meantime right now, it's nipping you in the butt. But a business isn't necessarily a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a long-haul retirement plan. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess why not?
Yep, and we'll come in and give your Facebook page a big boost, too. If you want to add us as manager to that, it'll give you a big boost. And then I could allocate like 100 into it and then have a Meta-certified technician jump in there, give that big boost. So you'll see your Facebook stuff improve, too. So I'm going to...
It would be an extra charge to do that, though.
No. I'll add that as part of the service.
Okay.
So your bill still stays the same each month, but we incur the actual cost on the Facebook. So up to $100 is what I'm saying on there, because you'll still be able to log into it. Yeah. We're not going to like take over management or like ownership of your business Facebook page, but we have you add us as manager. We'll show you how to do it. We get access to it, and then we'll go in there and give it a boost, and we'll do like a bi-weekly posting on there.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create your profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 601-759-9050.
That's it.
Okay. And that's best for all your online listings, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Nick, short for Nicholas?
Yeah. My first name is Richard. If you want to use that, that's fine.
Okay. Richard, Nick, or I'll just put Richard. What's your last name?
Davis. D-A-V-I-S. But you can put Richard, Nick Davis. That's what I've been putting on. That's what's on my cards.
Okay. Yeah, I like it that way, too, because then if it matches up with the invoice receipt, it makes it easier. I don't know if you have, like, a business account or a good tax guy already, but... if you put your full name on there, make sure there's no hiccups.
Yeah.
All right. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
It's garageguysgaragedoorsllc@yahoo.com.
All right. And then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. It's how you get that little dot on the map there, kind of like indicating where you are. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. But is this 212 Crown Point Circle still valid in Pearl?
Yeah. I don't have a business location, so I'm just using my home address for now.
Oh, that's okay. I can hide it for you.
Well, I mean, it's on Facebook and it's on my cards. I knew when I made it that way that it was going to be public information. So
yeah,
eventually I'll be changing that. But for now,
you'll be all right. I mean, people kind of get the point. They're not going to be showing up to your doorstep for a garage door repair. Chances are they're stuck and they need you to come to them. So. All right, so 212 Crown Point Circle. Is there anything additional to that? For some reason, it's not registering, and it's in Pearl.
That's right, Pearl. 3-9-2-0-8.
Oh, here we go. It came up just as Crown Drive. Is that right?
No, it's Crown Point Circle.
Interesting. Okay, why is it doing this? Let me see if I could pull it on Google Maps. Oh, yep, here it is. What am I doing wrong? It looks exactly how I typed it in.
Maybe, did you put an E on the end of it? A point?
No, I didn't put an E at the end of it. It's one of them fancy ones.
Sometimes, I mean, it doesn't have that on the sign, but sometimes... It won't
oh, yeah.
Be on
no,
there.
That's it. Yeah, know. That was it. On Google, it registers it with an E. Ah. Okay, got it. I found you. All right, I'll send it there. So there's a little 5-digit number on the back of that card we're going to need from you when it comes in. And then I'm also going to send you this form for advanced verification. And the advanced verification will ask you for, like, your send in a photo of like, your license, your insurance. You just fill it out. You know, it's pretty easy. Here, let me, I'll get this over to you. Oh, wait, it's asking for your hours of operation. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
We're 24/7.
Okay. So, emergency services available. Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card?
I'm going to have to get the card stuff set up. I still haven't done that. I really need to.
Okay. So I'll just put cash and check for now. If you ever want to swap it out, you can give me a call. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Boom. And then do you have a logo for the business yet?
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
I've kind of just been using a picture of my sign on my truck.
Okay. Send it in. I mean, we just want to be able to have the customers identify you.
Okay.
You know? And so I'll send you this email. And then obviously continue to send photos. And, you know, we're going to do updates on Facebook, on the Google Business profile, on Bing, on your website. So we need many photos we can get. It'd be great.
Where do I send those?
To that email address. So I text you my direct number, and then I sent you the email address, photos@localsplash.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. All right, so I got that. Okay, and photos needed for advanced verification email. Get that sent. Okay, and then we're going to want to do a client interview with you. A client interview usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over, you have any extra questions. What's a good time where we could circle back and do the client interview?
We can go on and do it now.
I got to give them at least an hour. How about between 12 and 1?
Yeah, that should be all right.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then I'll text you before the appointment, too, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes in your scheduling, just let me know. I could always reschedule it, but I do want to get this done as soon as possible so we can get your site up and running, start working.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so in that client interview, they're going to go over, like, all the services you offer, the service area that you cover, and then they'll go over the site with you and how you want that to look. So it's pretty easy. They're going to ask you all, like, general knowledge information about your business, but it just helps us customize the account. All right, save. Boom, invite all guests. Okay. And then for this form, I was able to look up, like, the specific one for your service area. So action needed, pictures for Google verification. So it's going to ask for, like, pictures of tools or equipment, a work vehicle with a license plate. Google does say you can hide the number. There's more looking for, like, the state and then the city, or then the year, make, and model of the vehicle on that one. Business license and insurance, a business card, business registration, invoice or photo of an invoice, and a photo of the workplace. Now, this stuff, when you send it in, it's not like it's going to be posted everywhere for everyone to see. It's literally just going to Google, and then they'll give you a little shield and check mark on your Google business profile that shows up on that first page, and it lets the customers know, like, hey, we screened this guy. He's legit. He has all his paperwork. And then that just gives them peace of mind. Like, okay, if I call this guy, he's fully legit. I don't have any problems.
Okay.
It's kind of like when a guy registers a gun, you know, he's probably not going to do anything bad with a registered gun, you know? She's like, all right. So there you go. And then, I'll get you the outline of the agreement here too. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that, Nick?
I use my business credit card.
Okay. So it's under the business name. It says Garage Guys Garage Doors LLC.
That's right.
All right. Perfect. And then the billing address, the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for you.
Give me a second. I'm getting these pictures together.
Oh, no problem. Hey, you're way ahead of the curve. Sometimes I got to wait like almost a week sometimes to get photos from these guys. But I got some guys that are like really old and they're just not too savvy. I got to jump on the phone with them, walk them through how to send photos and stuff.
Yeah, I went straight to my email and that took a second to figure out that I was not going to be able to do it that way.
Yeah. Well, usually if you go to the photo in the album and then just click on that little like box with the arrow to send it, and then you can just type in that email address, you know what I mean? So you could like flip through the album and be like, oh, this is a good one. Let me send that, and then just type in the email address as like the destination, and it'll email it from straight from your phone.
Yeah, I selected all everything. Just
what there is, you go.
It's photos at localsplash.com, is what it is?
Yep. Don't forget the S. Yeah, it's photos. It's plural.
At localsplash.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's
running. Pictures. Bam. Well, probably going to take a second. There's 50 pictures.
More the merrier. Yeah, they won't actually dive into those files, though, until after the client interview. We got to get an idea on how you want the website to look and everything and get through the client interview before they start getting domains and working on the site. That's why I was saying I want to get that going right away, because once we know exactly which keywords you want to be listed for, the service area you want to be listed in, and then how you want the website to look, then we can really start going crazy.
Bam. All right. Got that sent. Okay.
Perfect.
So, all right. Card. All right. I got my card.
Okay, is it Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It is a MasterCard.
All right. And if you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
5113.
5113.
7981.
7981.
4339.
0682.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/27.
11/27, and then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
410.
410. All right. Okay, and then there is a security question on your account. So this is in case you want to verify the identity of one of my representatives, or vice versa. If somebody calls in and we're not sure it's you, we'll have them verify a security question before we touch anything. So, you have three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
What city I was born in.
Okay, what city were you born in?
Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Yeah, somebody really has to know me to know that.
Right.
That's not where I live now.
Yeah, it's a little ways away, huh?
Yeah, okay. It's like an hour and a half away.
Oh, well, let me put the space and then Mississippi. So I'm just going to put Hattiesburg as the answer.
Yeah, just put Hattiesburg, yeah.
All right. Boom, update. All right, got you locked in. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification as an added form of protection. Now, as I'm walking you through this, Nick, if I say something that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, you just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize anything.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Garage Guys, Garage Doors, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Richard Nick Davis, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
I am.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
I do.
All right, and hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
I do.
Okay, so we already know what you're currently doing. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything, let us know. So that way you're not, paying for something.
And nothing else. I'm done paying for marketing advertising.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look at the package I put you on, you shouldn't need anything else, really.
Yeah,
I tried to cover all your bases so that way we're like your one-stop shop for all your online advertising. But what we don't want is for you to pay for something you already have or to like duplicate any of the listings. It causes a discrepancy, or if like somebody gets in there, starts touching your website and we don't know what's going on or who's in there, you know, then it causes a problem what people are seeing, you know.
All right.
And then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is August 9th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. However, I put you on a pro package. I've included the Facebook ads. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. And I've included the .com website at no additional cost. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 9th day. But it will remain in that discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. Now, of course, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to a contract, even though we do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months, though. It does say that in there, but you're not binded to a contract. You could discontinue, cancel anytime. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. We'll just say, let us know before the next billing is due, and we'll stop your billing cycle. Don't think you're going to cancel, but just, you know, full disclosure. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
All right. So I'm going to send this all to you in writing right now, and then you'll get your invoice receipt, and then we'll have you sign off on it. It'd be good to go until the client interview. Oh, I got a notification, insufficient funds.
Just freaking paid it. That's what I was doing.